Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to let people know you have received and understood their message, whenever there might be ambiguity. Knowing something is in process or approved can cut down on a lot of worry. So in radio and military communication, it is common to acknowledge a message by saying, Roger. It used to be that Roger was the word in the phonetic alphabet to signify the letter R, although it now seems to be Romeo, with Roger standing in for R as in received. Saying Roger means you got the message. That is especially important for radio communication, which can often be garbled. But we also need to say Roger, if not literally, for other forms of communication. Your colleagues and friends want to know that their message was heard and that plans are unfolding in the ways they expect. So when you receive a message about information you need to know and take action upon, acknowledge it. If a colleague sends an agenda for a meeting, say, thanks, see you Monday. That will let him know that you are on the same page about the meeting. He doesn't need to worry that you will be sending an email Monday morning frantically asking where the agenda is. He can also be reasonably sure that the agenda is okay. Saying, Roger, isn't the same as saying everything is approved. But if you got it, he can rest assured that it is on you if you don't look at it before Monday. So he feels better about life in general. When you acknowledge a message, you don't leave the sender wondering whether their message was overlooked or misdirected to spam. You let them know you are in sync. Now, I know that sometimes when people receive a message with an assignment or a question, they delay responding until they have done whatever it is that the message is requesting. And this does make sense because it means fewer messages. We all want fewer messages. But unless you know you will fulfill the request really quickly, the sender will appreciate a response in the meantime to let them know you are on it. Something simple can suffice, like, got it, will do, or great question, I'll look into it and get back to you. Or if you'd like to give the person a time frame, this is an added bonus. Good question. I plan to get you some answers Tuesday. Now, I am not saying you have to reply to everything. Some stuff is just out there, and you know if you are one of hundreds of people receiving something, or if it is a pitch that you never asked for from someone you don't know, then you don't have to acknowledge that. But if it is someone you deal with frequently, even just a double tap thumbs up or okay can reduce the ambiguity. And as an added benefit, if you almost always do this, and one particular message does get sent to spam, so you don't see it and acknowledge it, the person is going to follow up, and you will appreciate the extra outreach. So as you process your messages, let people know you got it. This doesn't have to go on forever. Once you send a thanks, they don't have to send a you're welcome, please. We have to stop somewhere. But before that, everyone will feel good knowing they are on the same page. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.